It's Tracy Chapman and Fast Car in 98.3 The Coast with the best mix in the morning show and your daily dish for Tuesday now. People Magazine is reporting that Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas have broken up. Ana sold her modest home in Venice only 5 months ago and moved into Ben's mansion. Surprisingly, sources told People, quote, "This is something that was mutual and something that is completely amicable. They are in different points in their lives." Neighbors say they have not seen Ana since before the holidays. A second source said Ana dumped Ben during a phone call. They argued, apparently, over having children. He refused to give her babies. Ben has three preteens with Jennifer Garner. An insider confirmed, quote, "He would not commit to having more kids. She's in her 30s. It was a deal breaker." Ana met Ben on the set of Deep Water. It's scheduled for release in August, which could make red carpet arrivals a bit awkward. Lucy Arnaz wants everyone to just relax. The daughter of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz is trying to calm fans worked up about casting for the upcoming film Being the Ricardos. The Amazon Studios movie will be written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. But fans got upset after Deadline.com reported that Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem will be starring in it. In a Facebook post, Lucy Arnaz seemed happy with the casting and said the film is not a remake of I Love Lucy. Instead, it's the story about her parents' real-life love story. And Female First says a limo is waiting outside of Joe Exotic's prison because he believes that Donald Trump will pardon him today. Joe's lawyer, Eric Love, says we're going to be celebrating. We're confident enough. We have already have a limousine parked about a half mile from the prison. I've got makeup, wardrobe, and the whole unit that will come up. The first thing Joe wants to do, he wants to get his hair done. He hasn't had his hair done in 2.5 years. That's the first order of business. Then we'll probably go and get some pizzas, steak, maybe a McRib. I think the president has sided with us, and I believe it will take most of the limelight away from Joe Biden. That is Joe Exotic's take there. Best of luck to him. That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show.